91X News.
Good afternoon. It's 23 degrees and slightly cloudy. At 5 o'clock, from the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Casey Horn. Police forces throughout Hastings County are working with the 29th annual Adopt-A-Child Winter Clothing Program. Deanna Fraser has more.
Many low-income families struggle each year to afford winter boots and snowsuits for their kids. Detective Constable Ann Earl Dempsey with the Belleville Police Service explained that back when the program started, with only 117 kids, it was a Christmas program.
We realized that very quickly that that's not realistic. A snowsuit is not a Christmas present, it's a necessity.
The program relies solely on donations, and with no guaranteed income, they encourage parents to get 2 years out of the snowsuit.
We try to get them to get 2 years out in case we can't help everybody. So if you can't help everybody, if you received last year, we're not going to be able to help. We're going to help someone that did not receive last year.
Dempsey has stayed involved. She has worked closely with the program for 22 of her 23 years of service with the Belleville Police.
This gives me a chance to, I look after high risk offenders and sex offenders and domestic violence. Not the happiest job in the service, right? So it's nice to be able to give back, work with some great volunteers, and basically recharge. Right, so it's important to be able to give back and look after people that need it. That's why I do it.
If you're looking to lend a helping hand, donating money isn't the only option. Vice Chair Barb Lee says none of this would be possible without the help of the volunteers. Registration for the program is open until this Friday, and pickup will begin in November. Deanna Fraser, QNET News, Belleville.
A senior Liberal cabinet minister suggests many Guelph area residents opposed to renewing Nestle's water-taking permit in nearby Aberfoyle are basing their objections on the wrong information. Treasury Board President Liz Sandals, who represents Guelph, says local residents always make their voices heard whenever Nestle applies to take water for bottling.
It is actually always true that whenever there is a permit to take water, there are thousands of comments that go into the Ministry of the Environment whenever there is an application for a permit to take water by Nestle's.
Sandals says there are absolutely a lot of concerns among her constituents about Nestle's water taking, but adds a lot of those concerns actually turn out to be based on misinformation. A former notary who ran a Ponzi scheme that defrauded investors of more than $100 million has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Provincial Court Judge Gregory Rideout says Rashida Samji knew what she was doing and went forward with the scheme with her eyes wide open. The court heard that Samji collected investments ranging from $50,000 to $12 million from the investors over a nine-year period. The BC Securities Commission found in an earlier hearing that Samji and two companies she controlled committed over $100 million in fraud, and she was fined $33 million. That's QNET News on 91X to 5.04 p.m. In sports, Calgary quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell, Edmonton receiver Adarius Bowman, and BC linebacker Solomon Alimimian are the CFL's top performers for the month of September. Mitchell received the honor for a second straight month after he completed 103 of 149 pass attempts for 1,440 yards and nine touchdowns in leading the Stampeders to a perfect 4-0 record in September. Gary Sanchez is hitting home runs at a record pace for a rookie. The 23-year-old Yankees catcher matched Wally Burger of the 1930 Boston Braves as the fastest major leaguer to hit 20 home runs. Both accomplished the feat in 51 games.
You know, I can tell you, Gary's meant as much as this team as any rookie in the big leagues this year. And he's only been here, what, a month and a half? That's how important he has been to us.
Tigers pitcher Michael Fulmer is the favorite to win the AL Rookie of the Year award, but Yankees manager Joe Girardi says Sanchez should get consideration, despite playing about one-third of the season.
I think Fulmer's had a great year. But if I had a vote, it'd be for Gary.
Fulmer has an 11-7 win-loss record with a 2.95 ERA. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 13. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a high of 19. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 19. And Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 18. At 5:05, it's 23 degrees. QNET News, on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Casey Horn with QNET News.